Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast. But this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast. Starring the tense. Starring the tense. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb.
The podcast starts.
You better wear a helmet now.
All right. Welcome back to a brand new episode of the podcast. I'll be the host of this here podcast, Ted Smith. Greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
Down there in the bottom square, beaming in from the warm, or as he considers some cold, streets of Austin. Because what are they, Cobb? Cobb, what's going on?
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
I can't do that thing from Wall Street. What's up, boys? Let's rock and roll.
You know, it's been a while since
McConaughey vibe.
I was going to say, you know, it's Austin. You got to get a McConaughey vibe in there every once in a while. Up there in the top square, even in the desert. Matt Cobber, the producer, MCTP. What's up, Matt?
Yeah, it's good to see you, boys. Ready to go.
I'm laughing as I said, I was like, Cobb's wearing a sweatshirt. I said, man, it looks colder there than it is here. And he was like, yeah, it was a little rainy. Had like a Seattle vibe. So, just for the record, today was like 77 in Seattle, which is like balmy in the spring in May. So I was like, what was that temperature? And he goes, it was 89. I was like, oh, all right.
Well, you know, as Matt and I were saying, we've gotten soft. We're like, yeah, what's that called? Like the people who, sorry, my dog's barking. The people who go, oh my God, that totally threw me. The people who go to the sun in the winter.
Snowbirds.
Snowbirds. Thank you, Ted. We're like snowbirds, except in our 30s.
Right. Well, it didn't seem that chilly that day we watched the Husky and Maryland baseball game. But now looking back on it, you know, you live in Austin. You must have been freezing. That's why you have your giant Arsene Wenger jacket on.
Yeah, that's why I looked exactly. That's why I looked like a manager in the EPL. You know, I have a jacket that it's a down jacket that's thick, 800, whatever they call that, fill. It goes basically down to my ankles.
How often would you guys say you're driving around at like midnight or 1 a.m.? On a weekend?
Not at all.
Never.
Never.
One time in the last this year.
Yeah, so I'm kind of the same way, right? Like generally, if it's midnight on a Friday or Saturday night, I'm either like I might be out, I might be up. But I'm not driving around. More than likely, I'm probably already in bed. So this weekend, I was doing a bunch of stuff, whatever. And then just wasn't really partying or nothing. So I was driving home from my buddy's house at like 12:15 on a Saturday. Hey, I don't know. You people are nuts out there. Like, check your headlights and your taillights. Jesus Christ, man. like an old man. I'm like, what is going on? And then, you know, look, it's rare that your boy's out in the car roaming around that time of night. Hadn't really, you know, hadn't been partying much. So I was like, you know what? It's 12:15. You know what's good? Late night chicken nuggets.
Right? Ooh, some nugs.
Check, technically, it's Sunday morning. So that McDonald's in my neighborhood's 24 hours, right? So driving back, said, man, I'm going to pop in there and get some nugs, right? Maybe maybe a Sprite. I might go f***ing wild.
Right? Let's go.
Just newsflash. Because generally, if I ever order food at night, if I'm hammered, it's like 1 a.m. and I got to Uber Eats it as I've been drinking. Yeah, McDonald's is packed at midnight. I just really? Kind of forgot. Oh, dude, I couldn't even pull in because the line went all the way around the back of the McDonald's out to like the road. And I was like, I mean, I didn't have anything to do, but I was like, well, nah, it's not worth it.
Is this the McDonald's on North Gateway?
Yes.
Oh my God. I thought that of all locations too, I would think no one ever goes there.
No, dude, it was, that's almost like I got into work and, you know, like Mike that I work with, like he does auctions. So he's out driving home late on Saturday. I was like, you ever stop and get fast food? He's like, not much anymore. But once in a while I go, the lines. And he's like, oh yeah, you forget. Like McDonald's and Taco Bell around midnight. He's like, those drive-thrus are just packed. And I was like, yeah, I just didn't think about it. I was like, it was just shocking. So I guess just newsflash, I guess most people know this. If you drive an Uber, you certainly know this. But like, yeah, man, like, dude, it's crowded.
Dude, that is unexpected. I love little, like, when a data point like that, like, really stands out, you know? And it's like something that you just don't normally interact with. And you're like, oh, my God, like, how are there all these people running at 5 a.m. or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah, like, weird, you ever see those trends. Videos? You ever seen those videos of, like, Bondi Beach at sunrise?
Yes. Yes, I have, Ted. Wow.
It's unbelievable. It looks like half the city's out there walking or jogging on that beach, man.
Yeah. And Sydney is a very health conscious town, but also like, oh man, what's the best way to phrase this? There's a lot of humans out there on Bondi that look like models.
Yeah. Yeah. And it looks, I mean, I'm sure that's part of the culture too, but it's like, I don't know. Like, I think everybody on here, it's like, look, I hate getting up early, right? But let's say I was going to the gym at 8 a.m. Somebody like, if you get here at 6:30, there's a bunch of hotties. Like, I'd probably get there at 6:30.
Yep. Sounds about right, Ted. You know, so many, actually, I'm not even going to say that. Never mind.
Yeah, well, Matt will know this, right? Because he's the one that got me on Joey Swole. And always putting up the videos of like people with their cameras in the gym and stuff. And if nobody's seen Joey Swole, I mean, his name fits him. Dude is massive. And he's always just talking about like gym culture and like not making fun of people starting in the gym, right? His whole thing is just like, hey, it's the gym. Everybody's in here to push iron or work out, like keep all the crap out of here. So a lot of the videos is like, so like, and I like it. Like, he calls out dudes that are kind of a-holes, but he also calls out chicks that are just there kind of, like, posing and looking hot and then getting annoyed if somebody walks through. But, I'm probably going to get in trouble for bringing this up. But, like, some of the gym outfits these women are wearing are just getting – they're unreal. And, like, I'm going to catch flack for it. But, like, I was watching this one video – and the woman, it's like, look, if you want to wear just a sports bra, great, right? I fathom that, right? But it's like a sports bra that, like, the cleavage is hanging out, but then it's got, like, sleeves. Like, baseball sleeves, right? Like, 3/4. And I'm just like, man, I just, for the life of me, the entire time I've been watching this video, like, I can't figure out any point of those sleeves other than highlighting your cleavage.
Ted, just enjoy it, man. Sometimes the ball bounces your way. Sure, you hit it into the trees and it should be on the next, you know, the next fairway. But it bounced. You took a member's bounce, buddy. It's back on our side. That's happening to you almost every day out there. Yoga pants, blessing. Sports bras, absolute blessing. Now people are into yoga shorts, which are tiny, blessing. I know they're on behalf of at least 50% of the men who listen to this, they're like, Ted, shut up. Like, don't tell them.
Then it's like, exactly, don't you dare take a glance. And it's like, listen, it caught my eye. Like,
who's saying don't you dare?
What's that?
Who's saying don't you dare?
That's what a lot of the videos is like. Like the one video I watched, like the dude barely glanced over and was just like, kind of like gave it one of those. And this girl like jumped all over him. And it's like, well, Listen, he wasn't luring. He wasn't staring, but it's like that top does say, look at my boobs.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Which,
dude,
fine. You know what I mean? Like, I get it. Like, in the club, you're wearing certain stuff to highlight your... Everybody does, right? Like, nobody would wear clothes that intentionally look shitty or make you look worse unless, I don't know, you haven't been shopping in a while. But generally, people are going to wear stuff that highlight their features. But it's just like, God damn, we're really highlighting stuff.
Ted, you were right that it's getting out of control. I feel like it's just getting more and more and more crazy. And at one point I came home from the gym and I mentioned that to my wife. I was just like, you know, I think there's a big trend of people in Austin getting breast implants. And she was like, no, you've just been going to, I don't want to say the gym's name, but like whatever gym. And I was like, oh yeah. Like it's literally just people who are like, you know, either a lot of guys on steroids, a lot of women who are fitness models and stuff. But yeah, it's getting pretty scandalous out there. I'm here for it.
I'm with you. I will say, years ago, I remember I was with a buddy, and like it's a restaurant we liked or whatever. And the server, don't get me wrong, was definitely smoking hot, but she just kind of was rude or whatever. And like I think we talked about this years ago. Like, to the point where I wanted to be like, listen, nobody's hitting on you. Just take our order. Also, like, those do not belong on you, right? Like, your body frame, just like, those are fake. So, like, get off your high horse there, champ. You know what I mean? Like, the reason you have this perfect body, which, again, not against. I'm in for whatever makes people feel better, right? If you're a dude, you want to go to Istanbul and get hair, go get fucking hair, right? Like, I don't care. Right, you want to get a like get fake ones, you know, get a BBL or do whatever. Right, go to Mexico, get fake teeth. Who cares? But it's like you can't have the attitude as if you were born with this.
Yeah, I mean, I'd prefer they don't have the attitude anyway. But you're right, people do get a, I don't want to say a false sense of confidence, but yeah, certainly a high horse. Ted. The thing earlier, I don't know that many people are annoyed if you look. I think it maybe helps the self-esteem. I mean, obviously, you don't want to, like, leer, but, you know, they brought that into your gym.
Yeah, right. You don't want to leer. And trust me, we've talked about it plenty of times. I've been in my old gym. It was so small that, like there wasn't a lot of people in there ever. And if there was, it was mostly, like, personal trainers of one person. But this one personal trainer that started working there, she was a smoke show, and it was like she just had a flock of just, I don't know, cocktail waitresses or something. I don't know who she was recruiting, but it, my issue more became like, obviously I would get a glance in when I walked in, but it was so small. It was like, you know what I mean? I don't, you're doing.
Yeah. It's hard to look somewhere else.
Right. Like, you know what I mean? Right, exactly.
Yeah. Like there's only four directions in this building I can look, you know,
right, like at
one of them's directly at y'all.
Yeah, like at one point I remember, like, because they were like right behind me and I'm doing curls. I'm like, I'm just gonna have to close my eyes because it looks like I'm looking at them.
And like, you just look like you're like really into the curls, like seven.
Focus,
you're
man.
A good guy, Ted. That's awesome.
So I had a thing today where there was, I walked into this sort of side room where I do my warm ups and it's got the TRXs in there and stuff. And there was another dude there. In a rainbow shirt that he had kind of turned into a crop top. And, you know, he was glancing at me. I could tell. And
yeah,
got those pipes.
In this area, like, I don't know what the protocol is. No one's ever told me. But, like, there's a high gay population here. And they're the most sleeveless group around for sure. And I'm always sleeveless in the gym. So I don't know what he was thinking, but then later I was over on the machine row doing my thing. And then these two chicks in yoga shorts walked by like 1 o'clock in my vision of the seated row where I'm sitting and facing like 8 feet away, just like right in my peripheral. And so I finished those. And then I was like, you know what? I want to be the glancee, not the glancer. And I went back into the other room and did some other stuff in there so that I had the dude checking me out. And it felt awesome.
Wow. Yeah, so you were you got the choice. You could be the hot chick or, you know, the hunted or the hunter.
Right.
It's interesting.
Right. I like the attention. I like the self-esteem boost. I feel great. Felt great all day.
Yeah. And I think for your business, like I had a trainer before and he was saying to me, like, he just was a smaller guy, right? So he was always annoyed. He was like, I wish I could work out sometime shirtless in this gym so that people would pick me as a trainer. Because when he had his shirt off, he was absolutely ripped. But I don't know how to explain it. Like, you couldn't tell really when he was wearing just like the standard issue, like Globo gym shirt.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's a solid point. People think you're just kind of a small guy. And it's like, no, he's absolutely, you know, he's got a rip six pack, but he's like, yeah, nobody knows. And I was like, yeah, that is kind of awkward. It's also just funny how people's bodies are just built different. Like, I have another buddy, and I don't know that he doesn't, I don't know. He just come like, same thing. Like, if you saw him, you're just like, oh, that's like a smaller, trim guy. And then you go swimming with him, and he used to be a swimmer, and same thing. He's just like ripped to shreds. You're like, oh, you do have a chest in there. But like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, it just doesn't come off that way.
Thanks, Ted.
Oh, Jesus.
Just kidding.
Well, it's like power lifters. Those guys almost look like big, like not in shape, and they're in great shape.
Yeah, they always have like a thin layer of fat over just absolute muscle. That's what I always say about NFL linemen too. You know, for a long time, they were actually just like fat guys, in, you know, 70s, whatever. But now, like, they are absolute powerhouse athletes that are 98% muscle, but then they just have a thin layer of fat where, like, you're not seeing abs, but God, those guys can generate a lot of power and a lot of speed. And so it's a little like misleading. Like, you see him, you're like, oh, it's kind of just like a bigger guy. It's like, no, dude, he's a professional athlete underneath a half inch, not even a half inch of fat.
I also think people have unrealistic views because they're on goddamn their phones or the computer all day long. Like, what was that, last year or something after the Super Bowl? People were like, Patrick Mahomes has a dad bod. Like, well, one camera angle, it looked like he had a little bit of a belly. It's like, I just think for the average male, even if you work out and stuff, if Patrick Mahomes is shirtless next to you, he's going to look 10 times bigger and shredded than you are. But like,
also, yeah, he spends 7 hours a day on athletics, you know, right, some kind or another.
It's just insane to me. People are like, oh, he's got a dad bod. Like, I think we should ease up on that one.
Yeah, and the standards get crazy from, like, you know, Instagrammers. And then, like, now there's kids, like, as young as 14 doing steroids, which is crazy. That's kind of what I was saying about the gym I go to is, like, there's a ton of guys on gear there, which is originally why I resisted it for a long time. And I'm just like, why? Who is wanting to look, like, ultra jacked, thinking that it's going to add something to their life at the expense of, you know, their long-term health and testicular health? Like, that's wild to me.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like nowadays with science, though, there's got to be some of those dudes that are cycling on and off without it. I'm guessing without it having the same long-term effects.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of options. I would say as a lifelong athlete, you can tell specifically when someone's on anabolic steroids versus, you know, creatine or some other program or stack. But, yeah.
And I'll tell you what, I give credit to some of those CrossFit athletes, man. They absolutely, like, they're on gear, but like, those games are like clean.
Yeah.
I was kind of blown away by it. I mean, look, the guy we had on, Kevin, like, if you saw Kevin, like, I mean, that guy, and he's what, 50 something. I mean, just an absolute unit.
Yeah. His arms too were just jacked.
Cobb, how tall are you?
For some reason, people always think I'm 6'2", but realistically, I'm like just under 6'1".
Okay. Well, I guess I won't say this to you, but to Matt, Happy Short Kings week.
Hell yeah.
Matt tweeted that out today for the podcast Twitter or X account. I didn't realize that. 5-5 to 5-9. And I was like, that's pretty good, man. Short Kings week.
To all those who celebrate.
Well, I mean, that's it's awesome. Short King summer.
Yeah, let's go, dude.
Short King summer. That's actually, that has a little bit of a ring to it.
Short King summer? Hell yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I had to sleep with him. What do you mean? It's Short King summer.
Right. Some dude comes over. It's like, whoa, 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 my man. What are you, 5'11"? Yeah. Not this party.
Step up against the wall. Let's take a look.
Short Kings only. You must be under this height to get in here.
Yeah, exactly. Anything over this height, you do not ride. Hashtag Short King summer. Damn, I'm already starting to get hyped on this, and it's against everything. It's against me.
Right, you can't even partake.
You know what? No, it's for Short Kings. It's not against taller guys. How about right. that?
Hey, look, it's Short King summer. Whatever you, however you tall guys take it, that's up to you guys.
Exactly, dude. Short Kings just getting their shine on. I love that. It is our year.
God damn, that'd be laughing all day. And it's so f-ing stupid.
I know.
Like, yeah, it is our week. It is our summer.
I looked at the calendar like 5 times today because of it. Like, I just want to see it again. It looks so cool. Today's 5-6. It's my day.
Right? We throw like a giant pool party, but like nobody's in the deep end. We can do a lot of stuff. We just do one-on-one tackling drills because we all have leverage.
Yeah. Dude, I was just thinking, like, it's got to be weird. Like, out there somewhere, there's like a short guy with just a massive hog. And, like, he's like,
oh, yeah.
You know, he's 5'3, but just like, yeah, with an absolute unit down there. And it's like, that's got to be crazy. You know, he's like, just trust me. I don't know.
We had an intern once in Baltimore. I mean, dude had to be all of like 5'4", like 130 pounds, right? Just a tiny little fella. And then within like a week or two, he was like dating, what did we have? Like the Bod Squad, right? Like KSW used to have the Rock Girls. Our station had the Bod Squad. And within like a week, he's bedding one of the girls from the Bod Squad. And like, we didn't even talk about it. We just started calling him Tripod.
Nice.
Like, you know, he's packing something.
Oh man, that's awesome. The Bod Squad. I like how it's just like so like stripped down and unvarnished. It's like, yep, just hot chicks.
Yeah, I know. And we all got away from that stuff, but I don't know. It's the same with like the cheerleaders. It's like, I get it. I'm all for all inclusive stuff, but like, I don't know. Now there's cheer. Like, you have middle cheerleaders to like throw the girls up, do the stunts, but like, I don't want to see him doing the dances.
Ted, this is how people get more conservative as they get older. You're like, I just like it the way it was.
Right.
I want my America back.
Well, I'm saying like college cheerleaders, like those dudes are yoked and stuff. But now everybody's got dance teams and there's like two guys on the dance team that are dancing. It's like, well, flipper, but I don't need to see you shaking your booty, fella.
Well, next year it's going to be four.
Six. Next thing you know, you got a bunch of dudes and you got women playing fucking football.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying, Ted. Got to keep them down. Am I right? Oh, dude. God. I just tell this quick aside. So we were at like a dinner and this girl was telling me, she was like, oh, da 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 da. I was talking to her, like, I was like, oh, no way. What did you study? And she's like, oh, I bet you can never guess. It's the most useless major. And I was just like, oh, like women's studies. And she's like, yeah, how'd you guess? No one ever guessed that. And so I was just like, oh, whatever. You know, like, I know that's a common joke, but like, I'm from Seattle. You know, we like, so I take for granted, right, in that conversation that like people want women to be equals, people treat women well, et cetera, et cetera. But I didn't really take into account was that she's from Tennessee and from like the boondocks in Tennessee. So we had very different experiences growing up. So like at one point, I'm like, oh yeah, da 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 da. And like, you know, I'm just putting my efforts into making it so they can't vote again. Am I right? And like just laughing, like just taking the piss, having fun.
Yeah.
And dude, she just goes ghost white. And I'm like, what? And I was like, oh my God, wait, where are you from? And she's like, I grew up in like the, you know, in like the Black Hills, or not Black Hills, what are they called? Smoky Mountains, Tennessee. And I was like, oh, I'm totally just kidding with you. I think, you know, I think the world of women, and we got to utilize their brain power. And of course they should be able to vote. And it was such like a hard record stop moment where like just the way I said it in Seattle would have been no problem. And it was just pretty hilarious. I recovered, but it was not my best work.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I get that. Cause if you said that, like we would all know you were joking, but like, she has no idea.
Yeah. She did not. It was not received that way. Good times though. The birthday party went great.
I know I've had to, well, you know what? I'll just say it. I'm sure everybody knows the rollerblading joke, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like, what's the hardest part of rollerblading?
Oh,
telling your parents you're gay. So, weeks ago, me and two of our friends were out roaming around in the U district, right? And then we're going to go hop on the light rail and go down to like Capitol Hill or whatever. So as we're walking over to the light rail, it's like one of those winter days where like the sun's out, like you still got to bundle up, but it's like a nice day. So like everybody on that Burt Gilman trail around UW, because we're right by the stadium, is, you know, bicycling, this and that. So a couple dudes go by on rollerblades. Of course, I make that joke. 2 seconds later, we're in the elevator. Somehow we screwed up. I don't, like, the escalator wasn't working or something. And some dude comes flying in with his dog and just stops, hops in the elevator in his rollerblades. And it was like, Cobb, I'm telling you, it was like a spitting image of you. Like, just alpha male. Like, we said something to him, and he's like, what? What? Sorry, man. I'm listening to like a whatever, like motivational speech on tape. And we're just like something like, you're going really fast. Yeah. Yeah. I've been practicing every day for this long, this and that. Like he puts it back in and just blades off. And my buddies look at me and they're like, yeah, nice joke, asshole. And I was like, yeah. Yeah. I feel like a real idiot right now. I mean, he was within like 30 seconds of me being like, rollerbladers.
Yeah. I do like, I will say this. I like that people using the word gay in the pejorative sense is starting to make a comeback. It's just good fun. You know,
I want to bring it back like they did in the 20s.
That's what I'm saying.
This weekend, it didn't work. Like we were all watching the races and I was like, having a gay old time.
Exactly. Like we don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. I would never say that to somebody who actually was of that, but like as a pejorative, it just was so fun in the 90s, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. That leads me into my next topic. The Met Gala.
Oh, nice. Dude, Andre.
Okay. So the Met Gala was last night. Andre 3000 wore a piano on his back. What was there? It's like fashion's like Super Bowl.
Yes. So exactly.
You get famous enough, you get invited. If you're into fashion, you go. But it made me start thinking, like some people go and they're like, oh, this is great. Like, is that just a case of, like, not being exposed, the average person to... To me, it seemed... I'm like, why do people care or go? But, like, I'm not super into fashion in that way. So it's like, is that a case of, like, any sport, anything like that? Like, you just have to be exposed to like it?
I would say that... In any society throughout history, people have always been interested in what the rich, famous, and fashionable are doing. And there's like the whole idea of mimetic desire. You see trends, you know, fashion being one, but they matriculate down through social classes, typically, not always. Music, you know, colors are even like this, what color people are wearing or painting their house. Home furnishings, you know, like all that stuff, you know, the adoption curve typically begins with the rich, the tastemakers, the fashionable. And so I think for a lot of people, you know, the Met Gala is a chance to sort of, you know, participate voyeuristically in something like that. I could be wrong, but that's my take. I've never actually watched the coverage, so I don't know that much about it, but that'd be what I would guess is sort of mimetic desire. What do you boys think?
Well, I will say this. We're the worst.
Who's we? Like us?
Just straight white males.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like black people always have better fashion. Like, chicks clearly do. Like,
yeah.
You go to other countries, like, go to Italy. Those dudes look sharp all the time. But, like, I don't know. You just take, like, and don't get me wrong. It's not that straight white guys in America, like, we have our own sort of fashion sense. But it's, like, it's not fashion, like, high-end fashion. Like, I'm just, like, we're kind of boring.
Dude, two out of the three of us right now are wearing black T-shirts. And the other one's wearing a cut-off sports shirt. Respectfully, boys, you look good, but yeah, we're not exactly icons of fashion. I'm not really a scion out here in my, you know, my hoodie.
But even like, I don't know, even like rich old like dudes, like, you know, I don't know, they wear like the same stuff they've been wearing for years, like high end like polo shirts, and it's like khakis and loafers. I mean, like, look, Cobb, you've been to Cape Cod. The standard, now not everybody, right? I have family there, grew up in Sandwich, but like a lot of Cape Cod is fancy rich people that come over for the summers and stuff. And the uniform is dock shoes, khaki shorts, and a polo.
Well, yeah, and even those people, mimetic desire, you know, they're trying to look like the Kennedys.
Yeah.
Martha's Vineyard, like old school, you know, like generational wealth vibe.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're right. I mean, I've been to the Vineyard once for a wedding and I was shocked at the rehearsal dinner. Like, button ups just don't exist to them. Like, everybody, it was like, oh, I'm in khaki pants because we had to wear pants tonight.
Yeah. A lot of Vineyard vibes action. I mean, I've said this on the podcast before, but I went to school in Boston and, you know, the nickname for our school was J. Crew U. Like, you would go to a party and literally every single guy was wearing a polo shirt, like by the company Polo, Ralph Lauren. Like, it was insane, but all different colors.
Yeah, like, honestly, I kind of,
pretty embarrassing in hindsight.
I inadvertently did it 2 weeks ago, right? Started getting warmer. So I got a nice pair of shorts. They're called the Friday short, right? Like, I was like, these are good, right? A little more comfortable, but still look nice. And then, yeah, somebody called me out on Saturday. They're like, are those Brooks Brothers shorts? And I was like, yes, they are.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. I just think it's like a standard, like, you know, white guy kind of fit. Just like, yeah, Brooks Brothers.
Dude, the thing I will say, I've always complained about
this. I'm not going Tommy Bahama yet, but they have some cool gear.
They don't give us a lot of options. I mean, most men's clothes are black, brown, gray, or white.
Have either of you heard about Quince?
No, looking it up now.
Yeah. They got, like, I just ordered a bunch of linen stuff from them. Because, like, linen's nice in the heat.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of stuff for chicks there. The chick section is way bigger. But it's, like, it's nice, high-quality stuff that rivals stuff that's, like, 2 to 3 times the price that they're selling it for. And some of it's a little bit more boring, but it's definitely more grown up than what I'm used to, but at more familiar price points and high quality. Feels like it'll last. So shout out to Quince. I call it Quincy. But I got a bunch of stuff that they put the price of what it's compared to right on the thing, and you just go, wow, that's nice. Like, and then when it came, it was, yeah, really, really nice stuff that, I would definitely vouch for. Cobb, yeah. Are you looking it up?
I'm looking it up, and it does look good. Dude, I'm glad you brought this up, because I've been on, like, a journey recently to try and, you know, just, like, not wear shorts and a t-shirt every day, basically. I was figuring during work hours, like, wearing something nice will kind of trick me into being like, okay, you're a professional, do your job. Because occasionally it's tough to get motivated working for yourself, playing the world's smallest violin, but it is a challenge. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to go black polo. And so I bought seven black polos from seven different companies to see what the best one would be, and they all looked like dog shit. I'm just like, I don't know what to wear.
I have to wear a black polo for work every day. Did you try Fabletics?
I decided I got to go a different direction. I think black on top with light pants doesn't look that good, so I'm going to try going light on top, dark pants, dark shorts. Okay. But I will reach out if I need it. I'll definitely check out Quince, but I'm so deep in the matrix on just trying to get like something I can wear every day that looks good and I don't just get torched in the Austin heat. But, you know, mid-30s male in this town, it's tough to pull anything off because it's just so damn hot. Like, you just really only have so few options.
You need some linens, bro.
Yeah. I mean, dude, you know me. I love the, like, I'm talking about those Brooks Brothers shorts. Like, I get them at the Rack. Like, I still swear by Nordstrom Rack for getting some good stuff for much cheaper prices.
Brooks Brothers outlet at Tulalip is also great.
Yeah, see? You already knew. All right. We'll take a break here. We'll come back with some emails with Matt and the Cop Topic.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. Thanks to our sponsors. Maybe it was Pinky's Plumbing again. If your toilet gets stinky, call Pinky. All right, Mr. Cobb, do we have some emails?
I'm sure they just sit at the office all day thinking of like jokes about, you know, one in the pink, etc. What's up, boys? I'm 34 and I don't drink coffee. Caffeine is overrated. Cheers, but not to coffee. Sleeve man.
Oh, all right. You know what? I know people. Shout out to my buddy Will, who listens to us when he's working out. He agreed. Never having eggnog, odd. Never having a Butterfinger, eh. No coffee. No coffee's not as strange to me. Like, I'm trying to think. Like, I had to be in my 30s till I started drinking coffee. But now I'm definitely pro coffee. I'm probably 2 or 3 cups a day kind of person. I think my brother, I don't think he drinks coffee. I think he might have like a diet soda in the morning for a little caffeine or something.
Damn. That's wow. Like that to me, that's the most serial killer move I've heard. That to me tells me that principal has ice in his veins and he can lay down the law. Like the fact that he doesn't need coffee to get it done. I'm like, whew. Chris,
zero coffee. I'm pretty
sure.
Powerful.
That's intimidating.
Yeah. As I say zero coffee, I think zero Coca-Cola is like his like big vice.
Dude, I mean, I knew Chris was powerful, but that's as no nonsense as it comes. It's like, imagine in the teacher's lounge, there's like, do you want a coffee? I'm good. Like, damn.
I also, man, like, I like coffee culture, right? Like, coffee culture to me is like, here's one of my examples. Just follow me. It's like beer, okay? You can have super fancy beers, this kind of beer. You can have terrible, shitty beer, right? But if you want a beer, I'm going to drink the beer. I don't care. And same way with coffee. Like, I have a palate. Like, I've been some places and had a really good cup of coffee. We're like, this is super good coffee. But also, like, for years at work, Matt remembers that machine. That was awful coffee. And I remember somebody one day goes, do you drink this every day? I go, yeah. They go, is it good? I go, no. They're like, why do you drink it? I go, it's here. It's free.
Now, Ted, I don't disagree with you, but you do. You sound like the cigarette people. Like, you're just like, oh, you know, like, I do it for the culture. It's like if somebody had an opioid addiction, they're like, oh, I don't really, not really into opioids. I like the culture, you know?
I'm saying I like all versions, but I do like coffee culture, and like, I don't, it's almost like an odd bar. I guess it's kind of like a bar with no booze, right? Like, I'm trying to think.
That's how, like, coffee started. Like, the coffee trade, and like, they had like sort of the, you know, salons, the coffee shops in England, and they were like creative spaces because everyone gets like juiced up on the bean and they're like talking about ideas. I mean, I love and hate coffee, but I'm certainly dependent on it. And I'll drink the lowest trash, like, gas station truck stop coffee you can give me. Like, I'm just a pure addict.
It consistently smells better than it tastes.
Agreed as well.
The beans are freshly brewed. Like, you can't even tell. They all smell good. And then if we're drinking it, like, I need some creamer.
I enjoy a black coffee. Well, weekends I play it fast and loose, get a latte. But I'm just saying, I don't know. Like, if you still lived here and you're like, hey, meet me at this park, we're gonna sit on the bench for an hour and chat, I'd be like, all right, something serious is going on. This seems like an odd request. But if you were like, hey man, you want to meet me at the coffee shop? You're like, yeah man, I'll meet you over there.
That's
we
fair.
Would sit there with a cup of coffee and have the same conversation. It would just seem odd if we were like, let's meet at a park bench. Like, what are we, in the fucking CIA?
Yeah, that's true. And weirdly, I think I'm going to be seeing the DJ Black Coffee on Friday.
Oh, nice.
Cop topic.
Dude, real quick, sometimes on the men's room, I try to sprinkle in little references to other stuff. And like the text line, somebody will get something and... I don't know. Last week we were talking about coffee, and I dropped in. I was like, also a great DJ. And then after we went to commercial break, I was like, Mike, pull up the text line. Somebody got that. Nobody got it.
Oh, damn. Yeah. I've seen Black Coffee live once and really enjoyed it. But yeah, he's playing at the sick venue out by the airport.
Yeah. He was playing the Sunday after the Vegas race that everybody else went to except your boy, Ted Smith.
Oh, damn.
Ted had a good time during football during the day. Ted was not going to make it to to black coffee.
Fair
unless
enough.
Unless he drank two pots of black coffee.
All right. Top topic. There are so many voices to choose from. Chester Bennington, Neil Diamond, the other guy. I'll throw Israel Kamaka. Oh, man, I never know how to say this guy's name, but I love his voice too. Israel Kameka Wiwole into the conversation. Being from Hawaii, his music was everywhere growing up. His version of What a Wonderful World is only the tip of the iceberg for his catalog. All the Aina, Isaac. Dude, I didn't know that. What a Wonderful World is an amazing song. I didn't know that he had like a really solid catalog. I will 100% check that out.
I didn't know that was that guy's name. I just always called him the big dude, the big Hawaiian dude.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, you're not wrong. He is a big Hawaiian dude, but beautiful voice. Matt, have you heard him?
Yeah. I just call
him. I don't know about you guys. When I was in the middle of that wedding zone, I feel like that you had to have a slideshow with that song. Thank you, Matt.
Hey guys, I don't know if you'll know this artist or singer very well, but Claudio Sanchez from Coheed and Cambria is one of my favorites. Overall, I enjoy a fair amount of their music, and they have pretty good vocals in general. Second one for me that's probably more known is Aaron Lewis from Staind. Just a total 2000s divorced dad vibe. Granted, I'm not a dad, or have I ever been divorced, but I still feel that's what they get tied to a lot. Nice.
Yeah. I would also say, like, I go through it with country all the time, right? Like, I was telling somebody, like, I mean, I haven't had a serious relationship in years, but goddamn, do I love a good country, like, heartbreak song. Or, like, there's a new one I'm listening to, and basically the guy's just like, I sleep great at night, barely drink whiskey, and, like, I don't miss you. What's it? I tell you I'd miss you, but you know I don't lie. I'm just like, ooh, torture.
Damn. There's another line in a song like that. I think it's a Pearl Jam song. You can't fight the tears that ain't coming. Brutal. Brutal. <What's laughs> I'm an iconic line.
I say that I miss you, but you know I never lie. I'm just like, God damn, this guy's on it. Screw Got that him. Bitch. It's like, what am I upset about?
Greatest dude singers. Hey, fellas, big ups to the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
All the land.
In response to Cobb's recent question on greatest male singers, here are my faves. Howard Jones of Killswitch Engage. Just listen to their cover of Dio's Holy Diver. Miles Kennedy of Alter Bridge and Slash's solo band, The Conspirators.
Yep.
Ted liked that one. Man, this, I don't know how to say this. I'm sure you guys both know this person, but Shulyar Kroon of He Is Legend. But my absolute all-time favorite vocalist is Mike Patton of Faith No More, Mr. Bungle, and a thousand other side projects. He's done everything from metallic hardcore to Italian pop to zombie noises in the Will Smith movie I Am Legend. Dude is incredibly talented. Thanks for the great content, guys. Cheers from San Antonio. Mikey Dubs. P.S. Since we're on the topic of great male vocalists, y'all should check out the band Electric Callboy. They're a metalcore band, but they mix in a lot of German techno and pop shit. And their videos are insanely fun and goofy. Watch the videos for songs like Pump It or Hypa Hypa and try not to smile. Cheers.
Nice.
The videos yeah, are really
I mean,
good.
Look, that was a good COD topic last week. Because even like, you know, like the next couple of days, right? There's certain times where I get into deep thoughts, right? Either walking to the train, the shower, or while I'm waiting for the coffee to be brewed. And I'll sit there. And like for three mornings in a row, I'm just like, that question's just so widespread, right? Between genres of music. I was like, it was a great question. But yeah, you had me zoned out for three straight days, man.
Who did you come to?
I didn't, because there's different genres. So now reading more of these emails, he's right. Like, what was he going to say? I mean, I'd almost throw M Shadows in there, right? From Avenged Sevenfold. Like, but I don't know that it's hard to compare him with like Sinatra or Buble.
Yep. Yeah, Buble is kind of in a league of his own. I mean, there's a lot of people who hate Buble. I should note that, but certainly very unique.
Who's hating Buble?
Oh, bro. You don't. Dude, there's a whole class of people who hate Christmas, and Buble is emblematic of Christmas. They feel Man. Like, quote unquote, like Michael Buble is everywhere. He's like, you know, anytime that something goes mainstream, there's a natural swinging of the pendulum, a backlash, an anti-establishment vein. And for whatever reason, Ted, that vein always finds your boy. So I'm familiar with some anti-Buble people. Now, that being said, I don't mind a little Buble. I'm still on board even with Mariah Carey around the holidays, but they hate her too.
Well, if you dislike Christmas, it's going to be easy to dislike Mr. Buble. But he also could just sing regular crooner songs.
I don't disagree. To close this this one out, this is a great email. Greatest male sing. Vijay Singh. Seriously, have you watched the 2000 Masters? Cheers, mates. Kelly, the man. I just had to get that one in there before we got off the topic.
God, Matt, Vijay Singh used to have the best sponsor, too.
That was a little like, before my time.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. I'll look it up. I'll interrupt you. But
he was in Tiger's era. So all I knew about golf was Tiger back then.
Yeah, like he always just had like the plainest like sponsor, and it was, I forget, that's what it was. I think it was like Cleveland. That's exactly what it was.
Yeah, Cleveland Golf.
Yeah, he just rocked the Cleveland Golf visor. That and God, there's a famous golfer from like the 90s. You might not know him. People loved him. Was he Lee Jansen or something? And I remember he used to rock a Sharps hat, which is like one of the OG NA beers.
Yeah.
It's just funny, like Sharps. Also, real quick, before we get into what's mattening, because I'm a psychopath when it comes to sports and I stay up at night, I've watched a lot of the LIV Open or the whatever this tournament was, because it was in South Korea. So it was on at like 11 o'clock and midnight. I want to go to a LIV Tour event. Cobb, they have two party holes, man. The eighth hole and the 18th. And on the eighth hole, I mean, they're like, I'm watching it with my buddy, right? Maybe smoking a little bowl and talking to old Benjamin Franklin. I'm like, dude, I could hear the DJ, right? It's like every once in a while, I'm like naming DJs. And he's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, that golf course, there's got to be a party hole. Like, there's a legit GDJ somewhere. And they get to the eighth hole, and it's called the birdie deck. Like four floors. I've already looked it up. Like it's like $200 extra to stay on like the top floor. But it's like $400 to $500 for the weekend. Free booze, free food, DJ going. I'm like, I don't even know if you have to like golf this much. I just like, yeah, I was at the LIV tournament. Who won? No fucking idea. Were you there on the birdie deck?
Dude, there's a lot to unpack there. I mean, one, you're watching South Korean golf now?
Well, the LIV Tour was in South Korea.
It's a yes or no. I'm just kidding. But dude, that sounds awesome. So that's the thing. Like, I'm not the biggest watching other people play sports fans, but what I will say, and I've been consistent in this, is I love going to Mariners games because the in-stadium experience is awesome. I've always said, I want to get down to Florida and hit that Jacksonville Jaguars pool. You know what I'm talking about? And so now hearing this, I'm like, LIV Tour party deck? Yes. Like, I am that sports fan. Will I know a single golfer? No, I won't. Will I occasionally glance over? Sure. But I just want to hang out in that beer garden with you, toast, you know, Miller High Lifes, and chat with people. Like, that sounds awesome. That sounds like the kind of golf event I would travel for. I'll go that far. Like, I might not go to South Korea. That feels insane. But like, you know, you put me in Vegas, in Raleigh, maybe, you know, Nashville. Yes.
Yeah. That's what I was just like, man. And I never really watched their events before. And I was like, it's too much to explain the whole drama with them and the PGA. But I was like, look, they're changing golf, right? It's only 3 days. You can wear shorts. It's loud. You know what I mean? So I'm like, I'm for it. So yeah,
but that sounds like an approachable version of golf for me too.
The event that they're most notorious for at this point is the one in Australia, Cobb.
What city?
Couldn't tell you.
It's got to be in Melbourne. That's a sportsman's town.
Well, okay. They move around their events too.
Yeah. Yeah, but in Australia, because the PGA has historically not gone to Australia. And so they're fired up. And Greg Norman's Australian, and he's one that kind of spearheaded LIV. And he always wanted a more global tour than the PGA. And so that's what this is.
Nice. Looks like they're playing in Adelaide, mate.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, Cobb, listen, you know, because I had gone to the spring game and then I walked over and watched a few innings of the Husky baseball game. So by the time I get home and like want to put on some sports, it's 11 p.m., like almost midnight. There's nothing on. The two choices were the LIV Tour in South Korea or the AFL out of Australia.
Nice. AFL's awesome. I was talking to a couple of AFL guys actually at that bar I was telling you about on the break. Deep Eddie. Yeah, AFL, man, that is a crazy sport. That is potentially the most aggressive sport I've ever seen. I mean, guys will just actually just punch another guy in the face off the ball. They have like something like eight referees or something. Like, it's madness.
It is. All right, well, let's check in with what's mattening.
Hey, what's good? What's mattening?
Whoa. Before we get to what's mattening.
Hey, what's good? What's mattening?
Whoa. Check out with what's mattening.
Hey, what's good? What's mattening?
Before we get to what's mattening.
Hey, what's good? What's mattening?
Whoa. check out with What's Batman.
Well, on the heels of last week's Cobb topic, I listened to a lot of Steel Panther this week.
Nice.
Hell Michael yeah. Starr wins for me. They're the best band. It's just, it's so cool. I don't know how I forget that they exist ever, but it just makes the world a better place. And yeah, I just love Steel Panther. So yeah, I told you about the compliment I got Saturday night. Saturday was kind of an action-packed day, actually.
Wait, I don't think you said the compliment on the cast.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
Huh? I told you guys about it.
Yeah, yeah. You're fine.
Okay. It was a more meaningful compliment because it came from a black guy. Okay?
Like, he has a pink sport coat that he was wearing.
It's a lilac.
Lilac, excuse blazer, me.
Linen blazer. Lilac colored. That I got for $100 at Nordstrom Rack on a day's notice. I had to wear it to a cocktail attire party at a swanky restaurant that was fully rented out for one of my clients' birthdays. Pulled it off on the cocktail level with some dress pants. I've worn it in a more desert casual setting with my linen pants, and I wore it with jeans Saturday night to go see a play at the theater that we've been going to for other performances this season. And it was a play called Other Desert Cities, which took place in Palm Springs. So there's a bunch of local references. I thought it was like a locally produced thing. It was like on Broadway like 20 years ago or something. So it was cool going out to the theater. Every time we go to this pokey joint on the way. And that's where I was wearing my blazer. And on the way out, black dude held the door for me for like, we were 15 feet away from the door. I was like, but he was just checking out my blazer, admiring it. He's like, I really like that jacket. I know my wife would love it too. And I was like, that's two, man. So cool. but yeah, that jacket's a beast, dude. $100, Nordstrom Rack. Can't go wrong. And I'm just scratching the surface of the different ways that I can combine it with other things that I have. So, yeah, it's linen. It's great for the desert. It breathes.
You got to go high fashion, linen shorts, loafers, blazer.
Okay. So that feels doable. And I wore, I must say when I felt most I've worn three different pairs of shoes. The ones that felt the most fitting for it were my moccasins, which are close enough. But yeah, the moccasins, the linen pants that are like beige and that thing, that was a hit that night. So yeah, it's just, you know, it's fun having a little bit of fashion. But like, I feel like I aged 10 years in the last like 2 weeks between that jacket and my Quince order. Like, now my wardrobe, like, I look like I could be pushing 40 all of a sudden. I just not hate bring tank tops every day. yeah, so that was Saturday night. That was fun.
I mean, I will say, people, like, for dudes too, I wouldn't overthink it because nowadays the masters of business, the main business and industries, wear the same t-shirts and one hoodie and jeans every day. Right? I mean, that's like Steve Jobs, right? That's why he wore the same thing every day. One less thing to think about.
That's a good point. Yeah, I don't know if he was a hate breed tank top guy.
No, he was more Coheed and Cambria.
Yeah.
Rage cut off at the time.
Not a tank top.
Yeah, you're right. That did really shake everything up. Like, because you see, you know, that was always the thing, I guess, in Seattle with the tech and it being more casual was like, you know, someone could show up in sweatpants and a hoodie and be worth $5 million. And so, you know, you can't enforce a strict dress code or you can start to alienate clientele all of a sudden. And yeah, it's just shifted. Like, Jobs is probably a pretty early pioneer with that. I think they say the same thing about San Francisco too. Like, what can you do? Like, yeah, they're not as flaunty, but Saturday was a good day. We went down to Keedy's, That was the day I was bitching about the humidity on the walk to Keedy's. And then I checked my phone. It was 25% humidity. And it wasn't even above 90. I forget the temperature, but I think it was 82. And the 25% humidity, I could feel it. And I complained. It's like I don't complain about anything. And then I get all my complaining fervor about as soon as humidity creeps above 15% here. Like, that is my only gripe. And yeah, it was a fun Saturday. We went to the pool and hung out after we got back from Keedy's there, went swimming. It was just like perfect weather and no one was at the pool we saw. And once you get in the water, it just feels better. Like you got to live pool life while you're here. And they're everywhere. So Sunday, what happened? I golfed with my dad. I didn't play particularly well. I don't know. I love golf. It's super fun. But like, you know, it's the same story every week of like, I hit some really good drives and I can't do a goddamn thing inside 100 yards. But I'm at the point where I'm trying new things inside of 100 yards because of the guy that I got the lessons from this year. And so I feel like I'm making progress. It's just not showing up on the scorecards. There's hope for me. But yeah, it's a fun game.
Well, I think any sport where you swing something can change constantly. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like, you know, when you look at wide receivers in football, right, there's the standard, like, tree route, right, that, like, all the other routes kind of base also. So, like, you're always going to warm up. You're always going to have those base kind of routes. Like, that's not going to change. But, like, you look at baseball guys and, like Griffey never had to adjust much because he had such a pure swing. But, like, growing up in D.C. and Baltimore area, like, Cal Ripken changed his swing, like, all the time. And, like, you know, you see golfers. I mean, even somebody like Tiger Woods, right? He would change swing coaches, seem like, every 5 years or something. And, like, you'd have to really notice it. But, like, his swing would change over time. So I feel like anytime you're swinging something, it's like, yeah, that's something you're going to learn forever.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're constantly tinkering with golf. Like, there's always something that you're working on.
I don't want to get into golf talk, but like watching that tournament last weekend, like Bryson DeChambeau, I don't know how to explain it. His energy just feels off as soon as he gets on that green. And like, he's not known as like a great putter. And it's just, I don't know how to explain it. Like there's like, if it's just like more than 4 feet, I'm like, you get like, I was like, his body, maybe I was overthinking it, but I was like, he looks nervous already.
Yeah.
And he's got like he's got that giant putter. It's just like, he's always tinkering with that. It's like, I think it's just mental. He's just convinced himself he's not going to be a great putter.
Yeah. Yeah. Putting's all mental, they say. So I just try and approach it with reckless confidence, despite all the evidence to the contrary. And just try to bring confidence around the greens and, you know, feel like I know what I just tell myself, like, it's fine. You got this. Even though it's like, did you see the last 14 holes? Like, you're just trying to reset on the 15th or 16th hole. Like, I got this. It's fine. It's not. Yeah.
Every hole is a new opportunity to hit a new putt.
Bingo. It's mindset, dude.
All right. Well, I guess it's about that time.
Boop, doop, doop, boop, 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 boop. Cobb topic.
Topic.
All right, guys. Last night, I fucked up. A friend of mine ate an edible. I wanted to watch a movie. And I put on one of my favorite directors. He's the guy who did Senna. He did Amy, the Amy Winehouse documentary. He had a new movie out. Ted, you might already know this. He had a new movie out, 2073. Have either of you guys heard of this?
Nope. I have not, but the setup tells me it's not an uplifting movie.
Oh, brother.
I mean, you named Senna and Amy Winehouse, who both died one in their 20s.
Man, 2073 is a...
Is that an address?
I'm going to read... No, that's the year. I'm going to read the actual description that they give because they could describe it better than me. It's a docudrama that blends speculative fiction with documentary elements, exploring a dystopian future and drawing parallels to current events. So a lot of the footage is from today or like the last 5 years in a documentary style, but then it projects you into the future, into 2073 and what the world looks like based on how things are going now. To say that this person got rocked is an understatement. Rocked, all caps, underscore. So cop topic this week is what's something coming out in the next 10 to 15 years that will change humanity forever that not enough people are talking about? Feel free to email us, email at thepodcast.com. You know, we're talking drones. We're talking, I saw one of those freaking robot dogs out. We have Waymo in the city, so the robots are already taking our jobs. You know, lab-grown organs, whatever. Feel free to send it in. I think all this stuff is crazy. I'll go down the rabbit hole and research it. I'm open to any conspiracies as well, obviously. All right, boys, cop topic. What's something coming out in the next 10 to 15 years that will change humanity forever that not enough people are talking about?
I mean, I think the easiest one for me is just with technology and science. Like, people are going to live longer. And, like, I think, you, like, I, man, next 10 or 15 years is tough. I think the next 30, 50 years, like, I don't know. I mean, just think about people that have terrible, you know, cancer or something. You know, we figure out some stuff around that or, you know, what people always, you know, organ transplants, right? Like kidneys, livers, like that's a tough thing, right? I mean, somewhere along the line, I just feel confident they're going to somehow just start growing them or something.
They're growing them now, bro.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, somebody, I don't know how you mess up a kidney, but it's like, oh, you don't have to wait or go on dialysis. Like, here's a kidney. Like that, you know what I mean? Like, imagine, granted, this is kind of a stretch, but like, I don't know. If every 10 years you could go in for a pit stop or, you know, like a car, you know, like I watch F1, man, like they break the wing off that car. They just come in the pits and throw a new wing on it. It's like, throw them a new kidney. Get them going for another 20 years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially if they can grow you a whole back set of all of your organs based on your DNA so your body doesn't reject it.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Stuff like that. Or you look at, I mean, hell, look at some of the people that have had success with the PL1s or whatever. Like the weight, like injectable drugs now, the people are like, they refer other stuff, but they found them for weight loss too. Like,
oh, GLP-1s.
Yeah, there's some crazy like stories coming out of that. Like I read an article the other day that one of them, it was like, well, it will help your diabetes. You will lose weight. And then it was like, it could help rejuvenate people's livers too. I was like, God damn.
Whoa. I've heard the opposite. I've heard some of the externalities that are negative, but that's wild. Regenerating your liver.
Livers
do regenerate, to be clear. Yeah. Like it takes about 10 years. But they can regenerate. So I wouldn't be surprised if it expedited that process. I'm not saying that's not possible. I'm saying for some reason I keep getting news stories about like some of the downsides.
Yeah. Well, look, everything has downsides, right? I mean, HGH does, but also like, I mean, look at stuff like that, right? Like, I don't know. I just feel like people are going to use science and technology to help live a lot longer. And I'm borrowing this one from some of you guys and some of my cousins. Somebody was asking me the other day about events and like partying. And I was like, I think people are going to turn against giant festivals at some point. And then I was saying, and I think people are going to, I don't know where it is legality, but I feel like a lot of people, younger people are getting away from drinking and are going to start doing like kind of okay for you designer drugs.
They are definitely getting away from drinking. I think if anyone turns them against festivals, it'll be Live Nation and Ticketmaster. But
yeah, so
damn,
I think that would be different for culture. I'm not positive this new generation is even going to care about their social as much as we do.
Ted dropping bombs. Yeah, I could see a revision against it. I mean, as I've talked about a bunch of times on this cast, just using those social blockers already, like it's. It is pernicious and causing a lot of issues. I could totally see a revolution back against it.
I'm not positive what pernicious means.
it's just sort of like dangerous and hard to stop.
Wow. Yep.
Kind of just, you know, like a virus is sort of pernicious. $10 word when it could have been a two. That's my bad.
Hey, Matt, you know me. I'm just gonna ask.
That's the move, dude. I ask two. I'll stop people mid story and I'm like, what does ambidextrous mean?
Well, your qualifier of like that not enough people are talking about, because mine is just like the stuff AI can do. Earlier, I looked up on ChatGTP how much does penis size correlate with height, and it doesn't. It has a very weak correlation. Being taller doesn't reliably predict having a larger penis. So happy Short King Week once again.
I was going to say, you would say that during Short King's Week, bro.
A.K.A. And, Hog Week.
Hog Week.
Tuna Can Week.
Unleash the hogs.
Obviously, I have some, you know, you're talking about like stuff kind of starts.
God, look at that hog.
Short King Week's over there in the girthy section. We have.
Yeah, just on the health front, they're doing like robot assisted surgeries now.
I'm pro.
That seem pretty awesome. And then they're doing like MRI guided, so that the surgeons can, this was like for a cancer treatment, like they can use the MRI in real time and get super specific with their radiation. And like, so, you know, hopefully these things become more affordable and widespread over time, just on the front of like, you know, utilizing new technology to make some of these issues a lot more manageable and treatable. I just think it's really cool. And you know, I think people are waking up on, you know, the importance of building muscle mass, like not even just from an aesthetic standpoint, but like that's like, you know, a metabolic currency that'll really help you like not just live longer, but live better for longer. And there's just a lot of interesting stuff coming out about, you know, what your 70s and 80s can actually be like. You know, and we need to like overcorrect, because a lot of the like muscle building strategies that are like in the mainstream lead to joint issues that then become counterproductive. But people are figuring it out. I think I've made this point on here before. I feel like women are getting into weightlifting more, and they don't have the male ego to combat, and they're doing it really smart and steady and making sure they don't hurt themselves. And I just think that's going to pay dividends down the road. But yeah, there's a lot of cool, exciting stuff on the health and fitness side of things that are going to, you know, I don't know what the downstream effect of that is, you know, like the world, the system kind of, we're already seeing it now with these boomers that are living a lot longer, that, you know, it's messing with some sectors and some things, and people are not retiring and creating new jobs or whatever. So it's not all, there's trade-offs, but I do think living longer is tight, because there's just a lot of cool stuff to do in life if you're living well.
Yeah, for sure. And I think it is good. Like, obviously, my parents are in that age. Like, my mom, I mean, my dad's already passed. But it's like, right, I'm glad she's 80 and outlived, you know, longer than most of her family when she grew up. But it's also like, we, you know, she's 80 and me, you know, you still got to watch. Like, all right, she has a pension. But, like, you know, you're going to be around for a few more years. Got to be careful what we're spending there, Ma. How much crab dip you buying? all right. Well, you know what? Cobb, that sets us up perfect for next week, because I wanted to get a conversation about, like, I don't know, personalities, and what if everybody, you know, talk futuristic. Everybody's got hair. Everybody's in shape. Like, I don't know. Like, there's a whole other conversation there too. It's like, all right. So does this cause and effect, I guess, would be the topic next week.
Yeah. And externalities. Like effects you didn't plan.
Correct. All right. Also, by the way, fellas, good news. Successful trip to Costco last week.
Let's go. What are we picking up?
Well, for starters, got that flat of soda water. Cruising through that. Got some chicken skewers.
Did you get that bachelor's handbag going?
Goddamn right I did.
Let's go. This is our year, goddamn it.
It was hard not to tweet out. Nothing makes you feel more like a man than ripping apart that Costco chicken. Real quick, before we go, do you guys, like, I just rip it all apart once when I get it home, but I eat the wings and the legs this first night.
I love that. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to really handle one of those. We never really had a chicken like that growing up. So I don't know how to approach it. I've never been like the primary cut it apart person on a what do they call it? Like a rotisserie chicken.
Ted, do you rip it or do you use a knife?
I'm ripping.
I think, yeah. Tyler keeps gloves in the kitchen. And you just put on some gloves and you just get in there and rip it up by hand. And, you know, you can keep the sections in place, or you can just like shred it as you go if you're doing something for that. But yeah, I like just barehanding it, but not really because I have the gloves on, so I don't get it all over my hands because I'm going soft.
Do either of you guys have one of those little chicken shredders?
No. Like
the best kitchen instrument, dude. It's just a bunch of spikes. It's like two plates that you put together, and then it has little handles, and you just spin it, and it shreds chicken really well. They're cheap. They're like $10, but amazing.
All right, I've seen them. I got to get one. Now, I like to rip off, like, first you got to cut off the little string, de-string them. And then I like to, rip off the leg. I'll bite off of that guy.
Like the leg is dark meat? That's like a thigh?
Nice. Then you rip off the thigh, and get a little skin, you know. Then you're eating the wing. Then you take apart half the chicken. It's all set aside, and then you kind of repeat the process. But chicken skin just doesn't reheat too hot, so the wing and the legs get eaten first night.
Smart.
But what's the last thing you eat?
Probably the breast meat.
Okay.
There's just more flavor in the dark meat, man.
Dude, I totally agree. I'm a thigh guy. I feel like that was one of the big unlocks in cooking for me. That's when I realized chicken thighs actually taste a lot better. Shout out every teriyaki place in Seattle.
Strong point. All right, let's end on that. All right, from CTP for Cobb and me, Ted Smith, this is the podcast. Cheers.